Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, I'm just popping in to say that we have a very special limited edition Valentine's merch. So you might want to buy it for a special someone. You might want to buy it for your friend. The special someone could be you. You might want to buy it for yourself. There's one that says, "You're my crux," I believe it says. Iconic phrase. I love that one. That one, it's got me and Wing on. If you look close at the cherubs are me and Wing. I mean, that's an Easter egg. I didn't even see that, but look at our hair. The most popular one so far has been a cake that says, "Congrats on me." You guys are loving it. Love me to the pits and back. Oh my God, they're absolutely so cute. Delightful, divine, you know the drill. Go to our website, it's sephyandwing.co.uk. They're all on there. Grab it whilst they're here, because they're going to be gone soon. And happy Valentine's Day for whenever the day comes. 14th of Feb.
Goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Sephy and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Sephy.
This, I'm not gonna lie, it's such a fucking good episode. Like, I feel like I really needed this one. I'm excited for you to hear it. We go in on social media, we give our own thoughts. I think we get quite frank at a lot of points. We don't sugarcoat, but it's very loving. It's very well-intentioned.
We're coming with peace.
Always.
Always. Hello.
Wow. Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Feels like ages, actually, for some reason.
When was the last one? What even was that?
I didn't know. I don't know.
But also, it was about three days ago that we recorded, so I don't know why it feels like so long.
Ugh, I feel like I've just woken up, like I've been in ice or something.
In a slumber. Like,
yeah, 100-year slumber. Mm.
Yeah, I feel quite slumberous.
I've just been chatting your ear off for 2 hours, that's why. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. God, no, I'm exhausted. I've had the weirdest sort of 24 hours. It's not you.
Fill us in.
I've been chatting right back.
You have, yeah. I mean, it would be crazy if you hadn't. That would be crazy.
I can sleep. What have you been eating today? What have you been munching?
Well, just in front of you, I just had some sea salt chocolate, which is my favourite.
Yeah.
Because I love like a salty, sweet vibe.
And you're leading me right in to talk about my cookies, and I have to. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go on. No, please.
I've cooked the most I baked these cookies. Oh my goodness. They were dark chocolate cookies, vegan, with like sea salt on top. Oh my goodness.
I need.
They were insane. Like, I might bake them tonight and then you can have one tomorrow.
No, would you really?
Well, the problem is I might do them for my brother's return from Portugal, so they're going to be gluten-free.
Oh, that's fine by me. I'll eat the scraps off the
floor. Yeah, but I'm thinking, do I do some not gluten-free, because I don't really want them gluten-free.
I mean, that would be very kind of you to do that, but
the thing
no
is
crash.
What if you don't like them? I'll actually be so embarrassed.
How bad can a cookie be? It'll be delicious.
They're really thick and like cakey. Oh,
stop, I can't.
So they're like, oh my God, the recipe. Goody, guys, I have to tell you where I got them. It's from this woman. I don't know anything about this woman. I don't know anything. I don't know who she is. The website is called Jane's Patisserie.
Jane's Patisserie?
Who is this woman?
I've no idea, but I know her. I know that. I know her recipe.
Vegan chocolate chip cookies. Oh my God, thank me later. They're insane.
I think I've done something vegan from her before.
I think she's
she's the it girl.
Amazing.
Of the vegan baking world, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
hers didn't have salt on, but I was inspired by a cookie I had in Bristol. And I thought, let's take this to the next level.
Thick, flaky.
Oh my goodness,
salt.
Me.
Wow.
Do you know a brand I'd love to work with? Molden Salt.
Molden.
Molden. They mean so much.
Molden. Who else can we throw out there?
Molden, if you're listening.
I mean, fuck it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, if you choose to cookie me up, I would be so grateful.
Okay, well, that's... But I will be really scared if you don't like them.
There's really... Sefi,
I'm going to do the classic, they're not even that nice thing before you
I mean, it's
one.
A bit late for that. What one thing you can say is this batch isn't as good as the last batch.
That's what I might that's say. That's what I'd say. I already had that lined up to say.
Oh, okay.
But now I can't.
No, you can. Of course you can. But I'm not judging you. I'm sure they'll be amazing.
But you know, something that you love and then it's like...
I know.
Because my dad, I sent one to Portugal in my brother's rucksack for my dad.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I baked them the night before.
That's so cute.
Is it?
That's really sweet of you.
Well,
did you say about your gingerbread that you made for everybody? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I made some gingerbread.
You're
I gave so some
you're
to
such
my
a baker for everybody.
To my granny, to my grandma.
Yeah.
To my dad, he got some, but he didn't like it.
Well, it's about time I get my.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to try some of this baking.
Yeah, no, that's what I want. I would never judge.
Okay, good.
I would never judge. I'm in full support.
Baking is actually one of my therapist's recommendations for me. She was like,
really?
You might really enjoy it. Because I think it was a thing that I never really allowed myself to do.
Mm.
But oh my God, last sort of few months, I've been...
You've been getting
Peter Malark.
It.
I've been baking bread. I haven't.
Peter Malark,
throwing my baked goods
God,
into the rain.
That was a shock, you ushering that name.
Oh my God.
Peter Malark.
I must speak to you about him.
Go on, spit it out.
Last night, I almost watched Five Nights at Freddy's. But
how?
I resisted.
Under what circumstances?
I was going to rent it from YouTube.
Whoa.
£3.49.
Fucking times. Desperate fucking times. I'll watch it with you, I said.
Please, can we? I watched the trailer on the train.
Why don't you come down here one day and we'll watch it?
I think it's really dangerous, actually, to watch it. He looks really good.
You know who I've really gotten over?
No, you're not over him, are you?
Yeah.
Jacob.
Yeah.
The Lord.
I need a round of applause for that, guys, because honestly, I've been in the fucking trenches, but I made it out alive.
Jacob Elordi. I mean, who isn't right now?
You know what I've moved on to, actually?
Who? You have to get under someone to get over someone.
Honestly. So, you know Dua Lipa's new boyfriend?
Do you like him? What's his name?
I do like him. Can't say. I won't ask his name, but...
It's like...
Just type it in on Google.
What is his name, that guy? He's friends with, like, Austin Butler.
He is friends with Austin Butler because he's in...
And Drew Barrymore.
The best friends! You know who everyone's really good friends with? Drew Barrymore, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Good friends with him.
They have so many friends.
With Graham Norton.
I always see him, like, on
hanging
the sofa
out.
With Graham Norton.
On Drew Barrymore's sofa.
With Stephen Colbert. Oh, what was I going to fucking say? He's in Fantastic Beasts.
Not for me.
Have you ever seen Fantastic Beasts, even?
I started one, but I just thought I physically cannot be in this universe without the Golden Trio.
The Golden Trio. And who are the Golden Trio? Just refresh.
Just to refresh everyone's memory. Harry Potter, Ron Weasley and Hermione. Gene.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Great. That's it. Now I remember.
Actually mortifying.
Hermione G.
Is that it? It did really flow. I think that is G. How do we know
it
that?
Is.
Oh, the
it
Prime Minister, the Minister of Magic,
it
says it.
It is Hermione G.
Bill Nighy.
Oh my God, it hurts my heart.
Jesus, okay.
Right.
This is about social media.
Yeah, let's get to it. Come on.
Let's get into the 21st century.
Let's do it. So, I have no thoughts jumping out. Okay, my one thought actually is sometimes, a lot of the time, I feel a bit, the whole time, I feel very aware of the fact that we're speaking into a microphone and sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know what the other person on the other side wants to hear. And I get a bit embarrassed almost to have a podcast and like talk and speak my feelings and speak about my own experiences and my opinions because I'm like, oh, they don't care. But then it's like, well, if I go into this thinking that you don't care, I may as well give up.
Yeah, I said, what are you doing?
Yeah, what am I doing? So I'm just going to ignore you guys for a minute. Hope you don't mind. But this is actually off the back of... we put on Instagram, Sefi and Wing, what do you guys want to hear from us next? Mm. The comment with the top comment with the most likes was this. Would love to hear from... Oh, I'm not going to say your name, but I do know your name. And I do know your username and I do know your... profile picture.
Ooh.
And I'm sure Sefi you would too if you look.
Okay. But I haven't seen my phone in 2 hours, if anybody's seen it.
No, she doesn't know where it is.
Probably about 4 hours now, because we've been talking for 2 hours.
Is that concerning?
I just haven't seen it around. I don't know where it is.
I mean,
maybe I'll get you to ring me after we've recorded this, but I can't look right now.
Well, thank you to this person for all the support. They've been here a while, actually.
Mm.
And they are very supportive, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I don't know who you are, but thank you.
We love you, we love you.
Yeah.
So they said, would love to hear more about self-perception and social media, being perceived all the time, especially with your platforms, and how it affects your own views of yourself. So I'm kind of taking that as like, I think that might be my permission to express my own
thoughts.
I think it definitely
is.
And for us to have a conversation.
Yeah, seeing as someone is literally asking you quite directly.
I think this is now an invitation for us to give our own thoughts on our own perspectives on social media. We will, however, be referring to
your thoughts.
To your thoughts on Instagram, which will obviously, goes without saying, be far better than our own. Let's get in.
Go on then. I would love to hear what are your thoughts?
Okay, so at the moment, I feel a bit no thoughts, head empty about it, to be honest, which is not a great start.
Yeah.
I feel like it's such a huge topic. It's such a huge, it's almost so overwhelmingly significant, and it's really trickled into literally every day of life, that I find it really hard to almost like justify it, quantify it, and like wrap it up in a nice bow for social media. Or for the podcast, because I feel like I just have so many different conflicting thoughts. I generally feel pretty positively about my personal relationship to social media. I definitely feel, I reckon at this point in my life now, I feel like I have the best relationship with social media than I've had, like,
before
we had the podcast. Yeah, even. Like, I feel like before I had the space on here and everything else, I think I felt worse, which is intriguing. Intriguing, if I do say so myself.
You're kind of watching people create stuff, and now that you are doing it yourself, there's probably more room for comparison before.
Before, because you're totally using it as a customer, as a user, as a consumer, rather than like, come and pursue the
my
fine wares.
Yes.
Yeah, come and have a little browse of what Seth and Wing have in store. I definitely feel like that new role of merchant at the bazaar gives a nice bit of balance to just my general way that I use social media. Not that I'm really doing anything on social media at the moment. Like, I feel like I've accidentally taken like a month off Instagram posting anyway.
Well, you
and
haven't,
TikTok too.
I mean, you literally just posted
I do post all the time on Seth Fiam Wing, that's true.
Less than an hour ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think you're doing yourself a disservice, as always. You always are making stuff.
Oh, thanks.
You
thank
always
you so
are.
Much. I thought you were saying you always do yourself a disservice, which is also kind
well,
of
you
true.
Do.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm a bit empty-headed on it as well.
Okay, that's good.
I think
so
I've
if you don't hear from us, seem the worst.
Yeah. I think I've had a complicated
history.
Relationship, I guess, with, although it is very much
figuring
a one-way
out your
street.
Relationship goals.
My relationship goals have been to feel peaceful with social
that's
media,
nice. Yeah,
and just not have it really be a thought, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't really want it to be something I'm factoring in any way.
Okay.
But I want it to be like a little extra nice thing rather than like anything
yeah,
that like
a garnish.
I don't want it to cause any stress or anything like that. It needs to be kind of pretty much positive. And I think it was quite negative for so long. I think I was really like, do you know what? I think I felt a weird shift when I realized, like, it was kind of, we were quite deep into it by the time I realized it. But I was like, God, the majority of people that follow me, I've never met. Like, when it started off, when I first got Instagram, it was like my school friends, people that I know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much to tip it over. Like, this probably had like fucking 400 people that I was following. And that followed me from school and stuff. And then when it was like, oh my God, there's like 2,000 people that follow me.
Mm.
That is, I'm now posting this to a very different audience.
God, that's interesting.
I remember thinking it though, like, God, now it's different.
Mm.
I'm posting as if I'm talking to my school friends still, but the vast majority of these people I've never met.
Didn't go to school,
don't know me.
Hmm. I see, I always think, yeah, no, that's really interesting.
Go on though.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think there's ever been a point where I've been like, oh, the majority of people that follow me are from, I mean, it's always been like, I mean, at the beginning it was like, yeah, the majority, but I've always felt like it's still,
it's not an IRL real world audience.
Yeah, like I think I've always felt, even when like, right, when I first got Instagram, it's like, yeah, most people follow me from school. I think there's always that weird thing with social media, like even like back in the day on Facebook, where it's like, yeah, people just add you. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, there's just all these random usernames and faces that I feel like, I definitely feel like the authority on my own page now, like I feel like the authority on my own Instagram feed, for example, like on my profile, I'm like, oh yeah, this is my, like, I feel safe posting here.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have felt that really before, because I don't think I ever thought of it in the sense of like, I think I always felt like most people here, I don't really know. Even when it was a lesser volume.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I never thought like, oh, I'm posting this for like friends and fam.
Not friends and family, but like, these are people from, like, most, I would, I think I, yeah, most people that followed me, I would assume I've met or a friend of friend of, at
some
point.
So did that make you feel like you had to change the stuff that you were posting? What,
I don't think I changed it. It wasn't like a conscious decision of like, oh my God, I need to pivot what I'm posting.
Pivot my content style, yeah.
Not at all. But I think it was like, I was posting with like a real sense of like comfort of like people that know me already, like, the people liking my posts, I was kind of thinking were like
people,
my friends and stuff. And then I think, yeah, I had a realization. It's like, oh my God, they're not. Like, these people don't, yeah, know me. And they know me from a thing. They know me from the podcast. But that felt like, oh my God, it's actually a different thing to what I've been treating it as.
That's so interesting, because I think I had the opposite experience once again. Oh my God. The perfect duo.
Yeah.
Just in the sense that I feel like I got a sense of comfort posting more when I knew that people were following me and like us from Steffi and Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and almost like posting, instead of posting just to random people who, it's like, yeah, like people who kind of know me or know of me. Then when it became like, oh, I don't know, that gave me more, I felt less comfortable when I was posting to people who I just, yeah, kind of like knew of and that sort of thing.
I think I feel comfortable with it now. Like now it's like, it's completely, yeah, that feels like what it has always been almost now.
Yeah.
But I think I remember the shift of like, oh, this is a different thing. Instagram, that's, is no longer, my story isn't me. Like, I used, like, me lying in bed with my friends kind of giggling away, yeah, and there's like a weird little video of us going kind of meow meow. Like, I wouldn't post that now.
No, I would recommend you wouldn't.
But I would have posted that, honestly.
Meow, meow.
I wouldn't do that now because I know that they wouldn't want to be on something going out to a load of people.
On such a huge profile.
Such a star on social media. To be posted. They wouldn't necessarily want that going to a load of people.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's just people from like school, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I think as well, like the biggest crux, I think, that underlines this whole conversation for us is the awareness of like the whole thing. I think it kind of goes without saying, but the whole thing is obviously inherently, it leans into being incredibly superficial. And I think, actually, I think about this a lot, like the more we come into even just like quote unquote the influencer industry, like the more we hear about it, the more up close and personal we get, the more I know I've spoken about this before, but like I find it really so sad, like I'm personally cut up about a lot of the reality of that industry and a lot of the reality of some of those people. Obviously I'm not like pointing fingers at anybody, like it's not a personal like dig. I just think so much of the stigma and the stereotype around social media and people who make money on social media, etc., is so fueled by, to be honest, not really much, nothing other than misogyny.
Yeah.
Or like maybe misogyny and racism and classism.
Yeah.
Like it's just all those fun things. Yeah. So then when I encounter people or like experiences that affirm that stigma and like perpetuate that stereotype, I find it so gutting and disappointing, because I want so desperately for that not to be the case, because I think there's a huge truth to the idea that like we hate, society hates lots of these young women who have been able to in so many ways like actually truly empower themselves, like buy themselves homes and like do really insane things by doing something like sharing their life on social media and building in a nice word for it would be a community. Like, that's a really beautiful idea.
Yeah, that is
a nice word for it would be community.
I think also it depends what your platform is. Like, I think if you are making like YouTube videos or I would say a podcast or something, it does feel more like a community when there's like a back and forth dialogue and it's sort of part of a group of people watching a thing and like growing ideas together. But I do think community for name of your Instagram followers is generous.
I don't know why I feel so compelled to share this, but I saw a YouTube video the other day from a girl who I love. I'm sure you know her. Her username is basically Reese.
Yes, I do know her. Yeah,
I love her so much.
She's the one that she's doing like loads of circles.
Yes, she is. She's a circle queen.
Circle queen.
Circle queen. She's also mental health queen. She's also depressed.
Oh,
queen.
She is. Yeah, she is.
I think she might
queen.
Even be PMDD queen. Which,
oh really?
I hate to give her this title. I hate to do that. I don't know if she wants to abdicate from this crown that I'm giving her. But yeah, she's mental health queen.
And circle queen.
And she made a video the other day and it was really, I hope she's kept it up. She didn't say she was going to delete it. So that's kind of me projecting on her. But it felt really vulnerable. It was very rambly. Like, it felt very authentic, quote unquote authentic, like true video of her just kind of expressing her thoughts. And I'm not going to butcher
it.
But it was her
like, will I always be depressed or something?
Yeah. Which actually brings a tear to my eye, even just hearing you say
it. It's click. I'm clicking.
Really? Because for a while I saw that and I was like, I can't click.
It's been on my I haven't actually watched
nothing personal really.
I haven't clicked, but I think it's like, I think that's such a universal question. Will I always be mentally ill? It's like, I worry.
Well, I'm not going to butcher the whole, I would recommend if you're in a place to do so, watch it, just because I don't want to dilute her amazing content and you just hear it from us and then move on with your life. I would love to, she's way bigger than us.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Because that's like, I don't want to steal any views from her. But part of it was her speaking just so, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like as freely. I'm sure it didn't feel freely. The banana girl didn't feel freely to her. I'm sure she felt really insecure at points talking about it. But it views as someone really openly and freely, the banana girl, talking about their mental health and kind of questioning, am I always going to be this mentally ill, but also like her position on social media. And I just thought it was a really fascinating video, and I think I'm sure in the video she raises maybe a few times the idea of like, what is this video doing, and like, what am I doing here, and like, what value is this. And I've thought about it so many times since I watched it just yesterday, I think. But it's
really dominated
mind.
Your day today
then. it really has. I didn't think I was gonna bring, I mean, I just kind of took it in, and I actually thought to myself, I need to let her know, not that she knows me,
well,
I was
Reese.
Like, oh, I really, yeah, Reese. Hi, I know, speak directly to you. Just because I was like, oh, it's horrible. What a horrible thing for me to do. Like, just take that in, absorb, and like, not even say thanks. Like, where are my manners? Was I brought up or dragged up? Like, Jesus. Like, say thank you. Say thank you so much, Reese. But I just, I really, and I said this at Cambridge too. Sorry, I'm going on now.
No, go on.
I don't know if there's any inherent barometer or like measurement for what makes content valuable or valid. I think it's all about the consumer and what they want and need and will respond to in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if there's any way that I personally would sit down and be like, goes without saying is a good podcast. Let's get Ofsted in and call it excellent. Let's say like room for improvement. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if there's ever a universal marker of goodness in content, especially online content. And someone asked us at Cambridge, I'm not sure what the question was. Why do you think people like the podcast?
Yeah.
I think they said, how did you make the podcast good? Something like that.
It's all a blur.
Lovely questions, by the way. Thank you so much.
Thank
everyone
you.
At Cambridge. Love you lots. But my response really, and it's, I mean it so much, I wish I could make it clear how much I mean this, that I think the only thing that deems this podcast worthy is you listening, because you listened to it and thought, yeah, that's worthy for me. That's what I want right now.
Yeah.
And it might not always be that way. And I'm happy to just pop in and out whenever you need us. Goes without saying, just a teardrop away. But
Harry Potter mother is famous.
Classically. But I really do think, I don't know if there is anything as like, I think as long as you feel good about what you're doing, other people responding to it is what makes you... Do you know what I mean? It's just, this goes without saying, this was never about us. It's never about Seffy and Wing. It was never about us.
I remember this bit at Cambridge now, because I remember what I replied to that, but what it kind of triggered, and it just triggered the same thing of like, we often get messages that kind of surprise me. It will be like, you could listen to this episode and some will get a message and say, love the bit where...
About the hot dogs.
Bit where you said meow meow. That was, it really reminded me of this thing. It's like, that was so not the point of the episode.
Misheard me.
It was such a minute moment that I wouldn't take from this conversation, or someone else next to you wouldn't take from this conversation, or the person on the bus wouldn't take from this conversation. But it's
what you're looking for.
You heard something. Yeah, you heard something because it relates to your life. And it really does show, I don't really want to call this art, but I'm going to kind of use like sort of films and like books and all this stuff. The things that I am highlighting when I'm reading are not necessarily the best bits of that book or even the themes of that book.
No.
They are the bits that are relevant to my life. And it's like,
of course,
as the reader or the listener or the consumer, it is entirely about you, whether you deem that thing to be good or bad. It's nothing to do with the actual content.
Crux, underline, underline, exclamation mark, exclamation points. On that whole thing, agree. I think that's why when it comes to social media, it's so important. If you're someone who's making stuff, your sole responsibility, your main thing is to think about what you would want to see and make that. Just give what you would need, say what you would need to hear, do what you would need to have done to you, etc. And I think it's why it's our responsibility as the consumer, which I get myself in the cycle 24/7 of not listening to my own advice, of it's my responsibility as a consumer to look for the things that I want to see, seek out the things that I need to hear, rather than going through the motions of like scrolling through stuff that is not helpful to me and is not nice for my brain. And going back to basically Reese, it's like, even in that moment where she maybe isn't necessarily comfortable, I don't want to put words into her mouth, but like is having an insecure moment and having an insecure moment on camera and sharing that with people, it's so powerful. Like, I feel like that vulnerability, like the importance of that cannot be understated.
It is everything.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Also, because I think seeing someone... Oh, sorry, did I cut you off? Go on.
No, please.
Seeing someone that you admire having an issue that you also have, I think is so underrated, underestimated,
indescribable
thing
really
to see.
Yeah,
just all those things where it's like, oh my god, if that person struggles with that, I can get through it. And I think that's the whole thing about why it's seen as such a powerful thing when people that are like influencers and stuff, people that have sort of, I don't know, aspirational lives, that you're watching a YouTube video of them, someone that you look up to and is like a stunning girl, like Reese, so stunning, so beautiful, like Reese, so beautiful. Divine girl.
Yep.
Showing that it's like, it isn't just a vapid little thing, actually. It's not just like a silly little video. It's actually important, and it's actually a feminist act. It's so
important. No, it's culturally important. Yeah. It's like, this is, you're a phenomenon, Reese.
Yeah, it is.
You're breaking ground.
Yeah.
It's why, as well, again, though, to come in, another crux, undercut, terrible, this is negative, thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down. I'm bringing in sad point. And I remember saying this at Cambridge too, it's why representation is so important, because you always are looking for the thing that you need to hear. And for so many people, and for so many groups of people, there's not enough of that content physically for you to access.
Yeah.
And that is so fucked. And the way that, like, real life human beings, individuals in power, algorithms, and the industry in general favors a certain group constantly, all the fucking time, it directly impacts real human beings who are left to continue to feel worse about themselves because they can't see, they don't have someone to look at and be like, oh, you did that, so it's okay, or you look like that, so that's okay. It's so,
yeah.
And
really, all you want to see,
important,
it's kind of the permission thing of like, it's giving a certain type of person the permission to have a breakdown, sort of thing, rather than like, okay, so I'm watching this video and I see myself in it, and this person's having a breakdown in the video, and it means that, like, yeah, of course I can have one too. But it's almost like, okay, so if you don't fit within that specific group, not okay for you. You've just got to keep going.
No.
There's no evidence that that's allowed.
What an isolating experience on planet Earth to constantly be cut out of the picture and sold this idea that you are not, for whatever reason, good enough. And I know everybody can relate to that in some degree, but I think social media is so, this goes without saying, this is not a profound thought, so dangerous, because it constantly is feeding us all of the ways that we are not good enough, quote unquote. It's so fucked, but hey, love it here. See you here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Should we get some thoughts?
Yeah. I'm definitely cooking my cookies. I'm getting hungry. Really? You know when it's like, they're sounding good right now, but I need to walk to the shops and get chocolate.
There's no pressure. I don't want you to feel like you have to now.
No, like, it's not. It's not you. It's not you. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, I believe
it's,
you.
It's that I'm getting hungry and I'm thinking cookies sound good right about now.
Yeah. I think, sorry, just as well, I don't know if I've made this clear enough, but just going through people's responses on Instagram, Seffi and Wing. Social media, it's Seffi and Wing. Just going through everyone's responses and us, like, having this conversation, and I think as well, going back to the beginning when it's like, I feel like I need permission to have this conversation. Obviously, like, it's incredibly self-indulgent. Like, it's so, it feels almost absurd to speak this much about being on your fucking phone and all of that shit, and like how much of us, like, the awareness that we have about how we're presenting ourselves and what we're taking in from other people and all of that stuff, like, it's so there's a huge part of it that's like, it's insanely dystopian to have this much awareness of, like, the self and how the self is being presented.
It's completely dystopian.
And how the self is being perceived.
This is the whole problem. This is the whole issue. It's really disgusting.
But the conversation is so important.
Well, because also it's like, it's dystopian, but I hate to remind everyone, we found ourselves in the midst of a dystopia. Like, that is literally where we live. It's a horrible conversation because it points out a horrible reality.
Like, bringing up COVID, it's like, I'm so sorry to bring that up, guys, but you were there. I did see you there.
Mm.
You did live through a pandemic. I know you're trying to forget, but
I can't see all this stuff.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Because I don't know what my phone is. Sorry.
No, sorry. I'll pick something.
I actually do wonder where my phone is, though.
Do you want me to ring it now?
No, just ring it in a second. After. When we're done.
Okay. Okay, so this person said, who we love, another username that we know and love, everybody knows and loves. This is a household name in my... Well, it's not a household name.
Wow,
but in the household of Seffi and Wing, it's a household name.
It's
Simon Cowell. Thank you so much for the support. Are you joking? I've been thinking about Simon Cowell recently.
Household name, that's why.
It is a household name, Simon Cowell. Okay, this person said, social media, everyone having cool jobs. slash is my job slash existence boring, the urge to quit and be an influencer or whatever is so real sometimes, with some cute emojis to go with it. And I feel like, first of all, thank you so much. Love you.
Everybody that wrote him.
Yeah. The idea of like, oh, the urge to be, and it'd be like, just to sack it all in, yeah. And just, oh, fuck, why am I even fucking bothering? Let me just, like, if Steffi and Wynn can do it, let me do it. Do you know what I mean? I so get that, like, there's so much in life, especially when you literally can't ignore it. Or, like, I mean, you'll have to put in a good shift to try and ignore it. Like, you're constantly being confronted by certain people who are living certain types of lives on social media. I think my biggest thing would be, like, don't feel bad for having moments where you feel really fucking angry and resentful, envious, and bad about yourself. Don't feel shame or, like, guilt around that, because it's very much by design that we would have this really human response to being sold these ideals.
Yeah. I think also we almost seem to think it's quite a new, and it is new in so many ways, but that narrative of like, why don't I just quit it all and become something else, like that is a very, very, very old theme. Yeah. Like if you watch old movies, it's always about like,
I'm just running away.
I want to run away and be an actress. Like that is always the thing. And I think part of the problem with social media is that it makes it look really attainable and easy, and I think that also is one of the lessons that we learn semi the hard way, but also sort of a mediocre way, quite a middle of the road way.
Just a standard way.
I think the road is longer than you think to be the thing.
But then I also think kind of what I was saying earlier about like the more I see of this world, the more I see of like the industry and the people in it, the people that it's easy for, it's normally for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately. And I wish that wasn't the case. But like, I do think there's a lot of truth in almost like the lack of integrity in this industry.
But I think that's the same with so many industries.
Of course.
Every single industry, for the Nepo babies of the world, for the Daddy's Little Princesses of the world.
So true. Things are easier. What did I expect?
In every single industry. Like, yeah. I mean, we've heard of people that work, they're not considered a public jobs, glamorous jobs, whatever, but if you know somebody that knows somebody, it's the road is way shorter. I think definitely that with sort of social media being basically the thing that we all use as entertainment, at the end of your day you switch off and you watch this, and as much as it's disgusting actually to see so much of like someone having an easy, getting paid money to talk about something that is so vapid, and it's like, right, I'd love to do that, I'll quit and do that. I've had a little peek behind the curtain now.
And I'm coming back fucking with my tail between my legs, guys. You wouldn't believe
it is not things. I will tell you now, it is not the route to happiness. It actually is not to be like posting generic things that you don't care about, and it's easy to talk about a lip balm that you don't give a shit about. Yeah, it is easy to get a little bit of money from that, but it won't make you happy. It truly won't. From my peaks, that's what I've discovered. And I think it is a really sort of sick part of the industry that it makes it seem like everyone can do this, like it is for everyone, quit your job and do this. It's like, yeah, can you go 3 years without making any money in pursuit of this thing that maybe you don't even really want, like the end goal of being an influencer? I don't know too much about that, but from where I'm looking and the stories I've heard, it doesn't look too hot on the other end.
I also think fundamentally, and I think this is the crux of the conversation when it comes to like the influencer industry for me personally, and I know I've said this before, boring.
Yeah. Well, no, sorry, no. yeah,
boring. But if I could just get one thing across, and I hope I can, even though I know it's falling on deaf ears, no one wants to hear it, but no, but you'll hear why in a second, because they're not going to want to listen to this, but it's true.
Yeah.
If you're doing something that is challenging, or you're doing something that isn't seen by society as especially glamorous, or you're doing something that takes a lot of your time and it takes a lot of your soul and you're pouring a lot of yourself into it, and sometimes you sit back and think, I don't know what I'm doing this for, but you know this is the road for you.
Yeah.
I just would like to take a little moment to remind everyone that there is so much value and need for you to be doing that on this planet, and that 100%. Your time on this planet is not wasted just because you don't have 100k people following you on TikTok. Oh. Just to be clear,
I'll tell you, just no, 100k
because you've never
followers
been paid to talk about a lip balm, for example, that is not a reflection of you bringing no value. In fact, I would say most of the time, quite frankly, it's the opposite. And I think on social media, we can get our knickers in a twist and it can make you feel like what you're doing isn't enough. And I just want everyone to come away from this, even for like 10 seconds, try and hold on to the idea that actually what you are doing is enough, more than enough. We're lucky to have you here, in fact. I'm sorry this world is so shit, too shit for you. You're an angel among us, queen, 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 queen of my heart, body and soul. And I just hope everyone feels okay in this space.
Yeah. I think...
keep looking for things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Just fuck off everything else.
Yeah, I think coming back to this world as, like, especially this situation as, like, a dystopian situation is really important to remember that it's, like, we're talking about the internet here. We're not talking about reality, really. Like, the whole point of the internet is that...
So that's like, a big question.
If you're going to think that happiness is down the road of 100k followers, it's really fucking not. Like, it's actually
it's not.
Really
but maybe
not.
That is your own. That maybe that is your own lesson to learn.
Yeah.
You know. And if that's your and if that's a goal, I actually totally think it's a fair and valid goal. And I'm sure
it totally is. It completely is. But I think it's seen as like a universal goal that everyone is happier the more followers they have or the more internet success they have. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
I also
let's
think
actually
there's
zoom
so much,
out for a second.
I also think there's so much shame around it, and especially because it's such a feminine world and such like a girl's world, like a feminine industry, quote unquote, that people, a lot of young women, aren't allowed to say this is what I want. But it's like, but they make it look so fucking it's like, honestly, a teenage girl being like, I like One Direction 10 years ago. It's like, you idiot. And it's like, no, this is by design. You wanted me to like One Direction. This was designed for me to like.
Yeah.
God forbid I fucking like it. Oops.
Yeah.
I like Harry Styles. Big dick. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, silly me. I guess I just walked straight into your trap, Simon. But the idea of no one's allowed to say, I want to get paid to talk about a lip balm. But I don't know many people who would be like, I don't want to get paid for talking about a lip balm.
I don't think anyone's allowed to say that they want anything, though, really, in this
world.
So
fucking true.
Like,
so
I don't
true.
Actually think... it. Like, I think, actually, if we zoom the whole conversation out, for especially a woman to express desire for literally anything, even
anything.
Her own happiness,
even
is
Harry
not allowed.
Styles.
The only thing women are actually allowed to do is, like, sacrifice themselves for men, really, and their own kids. That is, like, the only thing they're allowed to do. Work tirelessly and sacrifice themselves, like that really is the only acceptable thing. So I think whatever you do want to do, go and fucking get it and actually
do
pursue
it.
But also I think it is really fucked that I think pushing people into like, so basically I think the over glamorization of social media is exactly that, an over glamorization. It is not true. It is not what it looks like. And I think if you do want it, then pursue it full steam ahead. But if you don't want it, that is so valid. Like,
yeah, and give yourself grace for everything in between.
Yeah.
We love you. I hope
we really
made that
do.
Clear. Yeah. You don't even like us that much. Pouring so much love into it. It's embarrassing.
I think some people here like us. I'll say it.
Okay, that'd be nice.
I'll put my hands up. I've met some of these people and I think they said to our faces they really liked us.
Oh God. Well, if you've said
so
to
I'm
me,
believing
we,
you.
We like you a lot. It's fucking mutual.
I kinda like
I think
you.
I like you.
Oh God.
Okay.
Right.
If you don't hear from us.
Assume the worst.
Great episode. Do you want to do this?
Really good.
Or should I?
I don't mind. Whose is it?
Yours, you can do it if you want.
Oh.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.